Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Michelle singing Trust in You, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Where There Is No Vision, from Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18.
Therefore, today, we are to glorify God in our being today, not bring reproach upon His name. So our problem today is that those who are supposed to be preaching the Word, they're not doing it. Those today that are in the pews and that are supposed to be living God's Word, they're not doing it. And therefore, today, what do we have? Well, it's the result of what we've seen been happening in our nation. And I know that the politicians today are pounding today the places, and they are deliberating, and they're saying, you know, and our president won't even deal with the issue. He thinks the only way to deal with this is to put more bans on guns and things of this nature. I'm going to tell you what, we've got the answer in the church, but we're climbing under the pews and pulling the covers over our head, and we're being silent, and we're not declaring that God today is calling for a national repentance and a national return unto the Lord. So therefore, Paul wrote to Timothy, you know, I'm going to be frank with you. I'm ashamed today of a lot of the preachers today that will not proclaim the Word of God. Well, Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the Word. He said, preach the Word, because the day will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. So when a nation, a people, a generation, a society today turns its back on the truth of God's Word and ignores the binding principles that are contained in the pages of God's Word today, that nation, that generation, that society, that people will begin to fall apart. And I don't know, you know, you can close your eyes and just think, well, everything's going to be all right. I don't think everything is going to be all right. As a matter of fact, we are falling apart at the seams in America. And not only that, but the church has fallen apart because we're no longer lifting up the standard of God's Word. There was a day when the church was the example. Now today, the church has brought into the church the activities of the world, and we have endorsed and condoned and supported things that the world is doing today. And today, really, there's become a transparency. You can't tell the difference between church and the world, because we have ignored the principles of God's Word. We've closed the Bible, and we think by closing the Bible and that we ignore it, everything will be okay and we're not held accountable to God. Let me tell you what the Bible says, that every one of us shall stand before the righteous judge. And let me tell you, it's not going to be a picnic in heaven that day. We're going to give an account of our life from the time that we're a Christian to the time that we stand before Him, and God is calling us today to a place that we need to get back to the altars of God, back to right living, back to the Bible, back to the things of God, and back to being the people that God's called us to be. And even amidst when America's falling apart, are you saying then, preacher, that's pretty negative, isn't it? Yes, it is. But you know what? Thanks be unto God. This Word still lives, and the God of this Bible today still declares there's still hope for America. Today, that we can come back to God. And you know what? We're waiting for some great evangelist or some great national spiritual leader to step forward and to raise that banner or to carry that torch. No, listen, there's not going to be one. What God's calling for is His people, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, to rise up. No, not in rebellion, not in protest, not marching on the streets, but standing today for the Word of God and living holy for God one home at a time. Amen. Praise God. You know, I look back and we have abused the principles that were given to us by our forefathers. I believe those like Lincoln and Washington and Jefferson and those who were instrumental in being a part of the freedom of our nation, I believe today they have flipped in their grave knowing today what our nation has become. Now, we the people, we do not know what's best for us. It seems like we think we do. It seems like today we're making the wrong choices, and you would think in wrong choices it's bringing about wrong results, and it's causing anarchy and causing today fighting and killing on the streets and in homes, and homes are dividing, the divorce rates are higher than they've ever been, and things that are taking place that are in our morality of America. You would think somebody ought to wake up. that somebody needs to get right. Well, I believe today the church needs to get right because today the world can't get right because they don't know what to do. We need to be the example that God's called us to be. It's a sad day when in America today when lives are being murdered in abortion clinics every day. We're more concerned about a gorilla that was shot than so much lives that are being aborted and with absolutely no way to defend themselves. That's a sad day. It's a sad day in America when gay lifestyles and perversion have become prevalent, endorsed, supported, not only by politicians in Washington, but by the church bodies of today that's supposed to represent separation from the world and separation to the Word of God, and they're condoning this and today endorsing this. This is a sad day in America. It's a sad day in America when lying politicians today, you know, and governmental leaders have created a climate of lawlessness. People are fighting in the streets. Did you watch other night the events that have taken place? I mean, I thought it was a horrible day when John F. Kennedy was shot dead in the streets of Dallas, Texas. But this past week, 5 of our police officers were shot down and murdered by hate. By extremists. Today they have no regard for life. Folks, let me tell you, every life matters to God. Amen. And I don't care today your background, where you came from. Today, God today cares about every person. And it's time we, the church body, start caring and being today that witness for the Lord. And start giving out and proclaiming today the Word of God in our living every day. Hallelujah. You know, what's wrong is that we've lost the vision. We've lost the revelation. And in the Word of God, vision and revelation are always connected to this great truth of God. Listen to the words of that text that they found in Proverbs 29 and 18. Where there is no vision, the people will perish. But you know, he put a colon there, not a period. And he says, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Hallelujah. What is the law, Pastor? Is that keeping the law of the land? No, it's keeping the law of the Word. It's obeying and living by the power of this book called the Holy Bible. This is still God's Word. This is still written and settled in heaven. This is still the authority. This is still the way, the truth, and the life. This is still the deliverance. This is still the blessing. This is still the healing. This is still the help. This is still the hope. This is still the supply. This is still God's Word. And it comes from God. It today is still standing. And we need to start living by what God's Word says in His Word. Amen. Solomon also said in the next chapter, in chapter 30, in verse 5, he says, every word of God is pure. You know what the Word of God does when we receive the Word and apply it to our life? It purifies us. Amen. He goes on to say, He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Hallelujah. You'll never go wrong by putting your trust in the Lord. Thank God we have Him on our side. Thank God He still stands for righteousness. He still stands for right living. He still stands for holy living. He's still God. And today, I don't care what the world does, and if it goes to hell in a handbasket, it's not going to change the fact that He is still a holy and righteous and good God. Amen. Hallelujah. We become the land of the lawless. And today, our only hope is to become once again one nation under God.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today. And we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.